Blog Talk Radio.
Valentine's Day of yore for the maestro. Well, basically, I would batten down the hatches. It was batten down the hatches day. I would draw the shades, open up a nice bottle of wine, put on some of my favorite symphonies, and wait till the day passed.
And you were always alone?
Yes, I was. Yes. No one had access to me on that day.
Okay, I see.
But you have full entree, of course.
Yes, I do, and it's a very good entree.
Well, thank you, darling.
It's my favorite dish yet.
Ooh.
Or ever, in all time, all realities.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to disagree with that, of course.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. We have a problem right now.
What's that, darling?
Uh-oh. I don't know if I can go on.
Technical difficulties again?
No. You're just too handsome. I can't take it.
Well, you knew this going in, and I know you still struggle with it.
Okay.
Come on, try your best.
Okay, I will.
Those eyes really are beautiful. So how do you think the folks out there in Radioland are doing tonight?
I don't know. I wonder how people feel about Valentine's Day. It's happening tomorrow. I'd be curious to know what people have planned. Or if they're hiding out, if they want to experience Valentine's Day, if they have a love, you know, they have a date tomorrow night, what people's plans are.
I think it's extremes with people. I think it's going either one way or the other. I think people are very, they have very strong feelings about Valentine's Day, one way or the other.
I have tended to be a little bit, it hasn't been a great day for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it can be a day where people feel pressure, and I've known people whose relationships have ended on Valentine's Day. And I also think that a lot of people perhaps might think it's I actually believed in the past that it was just a marketing ploy for, you know, Hallmark or restaurants to charge two times more than they normally charge. So, you know, I either would be in a relationship and not want to get a Valentine's because I really wasn't into the person, they weren't the right match, or I'd be alone and see everybody else getting Valentine's, and it never was really, you know, that great a day for me. Until last year, I bought myself 24 roses, one red and one white. And I didn't know when I did that the maestro does things like that for me all the time. He arrives with 2 bouquets of flowers. And I have to tell everybody that Valentine's Day now is wonderful. I'm very excited about it. I've already gotten 5 gifts from the maestro, and Valentine's Day isn't even here yet. And I want to stress that it's not about the gifts. It's about the intention and about the connection and the love that is there. And when you have that, it's amazing, and Valentine's Day is going to be great, but truthfully, every day is Valentine's Day with the maestro.
Well, may I echo those same sentiments right to you, darling.
Yes.
Valentine's Day has a completely different meaning for me this year, and it has to do with you and the connection that the maestro was talking about. But you think I'll tell the folks what I'm making for you tomorrow night before the show ends, or to keep it as a surprise and post it as a recipe.
Oh, we can post it. You know what? Do you want to take some calls or do you?
I think we should take some calls. We have a lot of folks who are waiting to call in, and we'd love to hear from you.
Okay. Let's see here. Let's try. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Is
Karen?
Is this Soledad? Hi,
it
how
is.
Are you?
I'm
good.
Doing well.
Do you have a Valentine's Day story to share with everybody?
Hi, Soledad.
Hi, how are you? Is this the maestro?
I'm great. Yes, it is.
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, wonderful. I do have a Valentine's Day story to share. I actually just broke up with my Valentine.
Really?
Yes, I did. We were trying to tell us? We were trying to set up plans, and then he tells me, well, my day's going to be very hectic, so I probably won't be able to see you. And he was being kind of evasive. And then finally he says, well, you know, it's just that my mom wants me to have dinner with her at her new place, so I can't say no. And I'm like, you're standing me up to go spend Valentine's evening with your mother? Just a little too Norman Bates-ish.
Oh, wow. Now, are you sure it's really his mother, or do you think he's lying?
That would be a terrible lie to make up, because it's just creepy.
Well, you know, men can be terrible liars,
Dad. It's true, but I would have said, you know, I got to work late or made up some other excuse. But to say I'm spending Valentine's Day with Mom, that's calling Dr. Freud, you know what I mean?
Well, I tell you, unless the mom has a lot of money, you know, I hope you didn't break up with him, you know, because you'd be coming into that money one day, Soledad.
I don't think that's the case, but it still would weird me out because it seems like Mom would always be the most important person in his life in such a case, you know.
Oh, well, no, you don't need that.
Very
I
true.
What were you
there?
The person who you're truly in love with, they have to be the number one priority and has to be
That's
reciprocal.
Right.
And you made the right decision.
I think so.
I
but, yeah, I do have a happy Valentine's Day story, actually, to not end on a sad note. You know my Cuervo, he's a long-haired chihuahua.
Uh-huh.
he just met a little female.
Really? Well, good for Cuervo.
Yeah, so I may be going stag like President Hollande, but that's okay. My dog has a date.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah. Very cool.
Well, thank you so much in sharing your amusing story with us.
Thank you, Soledad.
Well, thank you, and it was lovely speaking with you tonight.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Our pleasure. Have a good night.
Me too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we have five other people lined up here, so I'm just going to click on one and see who this is. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Is this Joey and Karen?
This is Joey and Karen, and who is
Joey
this?
And Karen is so wonderful to have two voices to two beautiful faces on Facebook. This is Anne Shockett, a Facebook friend.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Hi, Anne. How are you?
Great. It's wonderful to actually speak with you instead of just writing to you.
You're so kind. Thank you.
Well, congratulations and the best of luck on your show.
Thanks so very, very much, and thank you.
And
for
on your
in.
Continuing romance. This is beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So what story have you got for us, Anne?
Well, I actually have a song. And
Ooh.
I thought that since you were a maestro and a maestra, this is a song I just thought of, and I just went online about a minute ago. And I said, you know, it's really interesting because very similar to so many other people out there, I have been I've been on the dating scene for many a year. I was divorced in 1988. I have three beautiful grown children in their 30s now with their own children. But I now have had, I'm so lucky to have a person in my life, a best friend, and we've been together for the last 12 years. And I thought, I was thinking of wonderful stories and all kinds of great things and fabulous things to say, like every day is Valentine's Day, and just about every day is Valentine's Day. But I wanted to share a song with you that I heard Barbara Streisand sing, and it's called On My Way to You. Have you heard that song?
I can't say that I'm familiar with that song, but we're familiar with Babs.
Okay. Well, I'll just tell you the lyrics. I'm not going to sing tonight. So often as I wait for sleep, I find myself reciting the words I've said or should have said, like scenes that need rewriting. The smiles I never answered, doors perhaps I should have opened, songs forgotten in the morning. I relive the roles I've played, the tears I may have squandered, the many pipers I have paid along the roads I've wandered. Yet all the time I knew it, love was somewhere out there waiting, though I may regret a kiss or two. If I had changed a single day, what went amiss or went astray, I may never have found my way to you. If I had changed a single day, what went amiss or went astray, I may never have found my way to you. I wouldn't change a thing that happened on my way to you.
Wow, that's beautiful.
I love it.
That's great.
Thank you.
And I'd love if you send me the link to that song. We'd love
Absolutely,
to hear it later on. Thank you.
Well, have a beautiful and wonderful Valentine's Day, you two. You are
thank
you. What
thank
Valentine's
you.
Day stands for.
thank you.
Thanks so very, very much. Thank
okay.
you. Have
thank
a great
you.
Night.
Okay, stay in touch. Okay. Bye-bye.
You, bye.
We have three more people on the line. I'll take the next caller. Hello? Hello?
Oh, is that me? Hello, hello, Karen. Hello, Joey.
Hi. Who is this?
Can you tell us who is on the air? Hello?
It's Tom.
Tom. Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good. So, do you have a story to tell us, or do you have Valentine's Day plans you want to share with us?
I don't have any plans. Exactly what you I wanted to know what you were going to do exactly on Valentine's Day, what your plans were.
Well, we had said them up front on the show. We're going to have a nice romantic dinner and listen to some good music and share a nice bottle of wine.
We have a Valentine's Day weekend plan, too, though.
And what would that be?
Well, we're going on a trip, but I don't think the maestro
nice.
Wants me
Very
to talk
nice.
About it. Oh, not at all.
Oh, it's
oh,
a surprise.
No.
I see. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Just a quick little trip.
And where are you calling from, Tom?
From Pennsylvania.
Oh,
what
very
advice,
good.
What advice do you have for people that relocate to meet people to have, you know, Valentine's with?
Well, you know, I'm not sure that we're not really a dating site type of show, but what we can say is just, you know, keep your eyes and ears open for someone who suits you and matches your qualities and values. And it's not important about having a date tomorrow, but having a nice date and dates that never end in the future might be something to aim for. Just keep your eyes and ears open.
You also never know who you might meet on Facebook. I actually met the maestro on Facebook. And I wasn't intending to date through Facebook. It just kind of happened. So you can meet people in unexpected ways.
I see. Well, Facebook is a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
Thank you for calling
good.
In.
Have a good Valentine's Day.
Take care.
Same to you. Enjoy.
Thank
Bye-bye
you.
Now.
Bye. Hello? We have three more callers, and I've just clicked on somebody. Can you tell us who you are?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Who's calling?
Oh, hi. This is Liz Chiocchi.
Liz Chiocchi.
How are you?
Hi, Ms. Chiocchi. How are you?
Great. How are you guys?
We're great. Now, I know you've got a wonderful Valentine's story. I know you have a wonderful love in your life, and we're all ears.
Well, it's not, you know, first I want to start off by saying I don't believe in Valentine's Day. I never have since I was a young girl. The only one, you know, I was just discussing this with my mother last night on how my dad would always bring home a little chocolate heart for me when I was a little girl.
Aww.
And my birthday is next week. So, you know, through the years of having, you know, boyfriends, ex-husband, everyone would, you know, make Valentine's Day more or less, you know, it was like, oh, your birthday's next week, you know, I'm not going to get you anything for Valentine's Day, or it's going to be something small. And my feelings on Valentine's Day is that, you know, you should get flowers or whatever all year long, and
good
which
point.
I do.
Which you do.
That's right.
And God has given it to me and brought
right.
the first love of my life. So we celebrate that every day.
We do.
I don't blame you. And I'm sure Eric is not going to lump Valentine's Day and your birthday into one. That's for sure.
You got that right, bro.
I know that.
You got that right.
No, he does not. And, I feel that, you know, you really have to embrace what you have. And, you know, because in one day it could be gone. So when you find a love like you and Karen, and like I said, God has brought back Eric to me. He was my first kiss. And unfortunately,
wow.
We had 22 years together.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Joey was my first kiss, too.
And you, my darling.
Yes. The first real one.
That's right.
So that's our feelings on Valentine's Day. But and it might be a snow day tomorrow for all of us.
Exactly.
Well,
yes.
We're wishing you guys a very happy Valentine's Day. I know, Eric, you'll make it special, and Liz, you'll make it special. You guys are terrific. Thanks for calling.
Oh, and congratulations on your engagement.
Yes, congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys seem very happy,
thank
which is very nice and very rare, unfortunately. So congrats,
thank
definitely.
You. Thank you, Eric. Thank you so much.
No problem,
thank
guys.
Have a good
take
Valentine's
care.
Day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Hello. Is this Malik?
Hi, guys. It's Malik Soshi calling.
Hi, how are you doing? Are you ready for Valentine's Day?
I am. I don't care about Valentine's Day. I'm like,
you don't?
Valentine's
Malik,
screwed.
What do you mean you don't
no.
care about Valentine's Day? Come on.
I don't know. I'm single. I've been single forever, so I'm just like, I feel like it's a made-up holiday for people to spend money. But I think it's great for people who have love. I just, you know. I don't have a Valentine, so if you know anyone, let
well, what
me
would
know.
Your perfect Valentine be?
It would. Oh my God, you're gonna get me in trouble. It would be a nice dinner, you know, somewhere nice, you know, like a nice French dinner or something, and then a long, fun night of adventure.
And what would your dream date be like?
Why, do you know someone?
Actually, I don't, but if you help,
mind?
You give me some tips as to what you like,
yeah.
I might be able to think of somebody.
Okay, my dream date would just be someone who would be a guy, clearly, charming, well-dressed.
Well, I'm taken. Sorry, Malik, I'm taken.
Aww. Well, that's okay. You know, because you and Karen are great. So, you know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One of the things we're going to do,
fine.
You know, Malik, one of the things we're going to do soon is we're going to kind of put out some advice and things about what people can do when they find each other and maybe how they can go about finding each other. So you keep your eyes and ears open for that because you'll be one of the first people we share it with.
Cool. thank you. Yeah, no, I mean, my mom is my Valentine. She always has been my Valentine. She lives in Ohio, but, you know, I send her a card every year, and she's my Valentine. So I'm grateful
good.
For friends and family. Yeah.
Did she send you a Valentine, too?
Yeah, she does. She usually sends me a Valentine card with, like, a nice little note, and, you know, it's very sweet, so.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's great. So you do have a Valentine. That's
yeah.
great.
I do have a Valentine. I do.
Good.
New York is my Valentine.
Oh, yes. It's a fun place, and you play it so well here.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah. So nice to see
you
call.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Of course. My pleasure. Happy Valentine's
Day, guys.
Have a wonderful
day, night. Happy Valentine's Day, you too.
Congratulations on your engagement.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
You know, before you take our next call, Ella Maestro, I must tell you, you're doing an absolutely great job of the controls behind the scenes. Thank you so very, very much.
Behind every great maestro is a maestra.
But not behind every great maestro is a great maestra. Thank you. You're a great maestra.
Well, let's see. We've got several callers lined up. I'll take the next one. Hello? We have another caller on the line. Could you speak up? The area code is 845. I won't give out your number.
Is that us again?
Yeah.
Hello. Hi.
Is that us again?
Sure. Is this who's on the line?
Did you guys get us again?
Oh,
it's Eric and Liz again.
Oh, you know, we're sorry about that.
We didn't press it again.
You were such a we just decided to get back to you again. That's my fault. I clicked the wrong button.
Oh, that's okay. We still
don't
love you.
Blame. Okay.
Have a great night, guys.
Thank
we're going to get to our next
okay,
call.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hello, hi.
Yes, hi. Am I talking to Joseph and Karen?
You are.
Oh, yes. This
and
is Henry, the very vociferous and opinionated friend of yours on Facebook. I won't give you my last name, but I'll give you a little hint. Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Henry, how are you, my friend?
Very well. Karen, I don't know you, but I do know you through pictures. And this is one of the few times, rare times, that I've ever called into a show like this. But I have to say
well,
that I love your banter, and I have a couple of things to say. As Joseph knows, I'm very opinionated on a lot of things.
Please, Henry, I think we're going to appreciate your perspective.
Thank you, Joseph. By the way, I find you very erudite, urbane, and if I were, let's say, of an alternative lifestyle, I would definitely go for you. But I happen to be heterosexual. But and I just posted my Valentine on my Facebook, so you'll be able to see her. Karen,
you are
a very lucky woman, and Joseph, you are a very lucky man, because I've seen the pictures.
I know that.
Both of you. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
And by the way, I just want to say a couple of things, okay? Personally, I don't believe in Valentine's because, you know, I have a certain political bent, but I think it's a good thing. You know why? Because if it's something about, you know, teaching people how to relate to one another, and because right now I like your banter, you know, I like your back and forth. I like how comfortable you are with both, with each other, and I think that that's extremely important to be comfortable with your partner. If
yes.
you're not comfortable, if you can't really be yourself, you know, then I think it's time, you know, to move on because so many of our relationships are forced. You know, it's so contrived. Let me put it that way. It doesn't happen spontaneously. And I think one of the problems also with meeting on Facebook, I happen to have met my Valentines in person, and then in Facebook we got to know each other a little much better, you know, because you can see our pictures, and I tend to be an open book on Facebook, as you know,
mm-hmm.
which is somewhat dangerous, but also exciting because, you know, you present yourself to other people, and they can either take you or leave you. You know, and, you know, you say, well, you know, I got a, I got a quote here from Sartre, which I sometimes, did I pronounce it right? Jean-Paul Sartre. Okay,
yes.
I'm going to paraphrase. If you're not comfortable with yourself, if you're bored, it's because the company you're keeping is boring. And, you know, you have to be comfortable with yourself, and then you can only be comfortable with others. And I see that in your relationship. By the way, Joseph, I have seen your evolution, by the way, on relationships, because I do read your stuff very carefully. Oh, so have you, Karen? And Yeah, no, I think it's fascinating, you know, I mean, because, you know we can go back to Facebook, right? So anything you've written maybe a year or 2 years ago, it's there.
Yep.
It doesn't go away unless, and even if you delete it, I think it can come back. So,
absolutely.
I mean, I see a Joseph that's very relaxed, you know, smiles a lot more because I'm seeing a lot of pictures, you know. So, yeah, I mean, if Valentine's can do that, if, you know, even if you don't believe, you know, in the all the hype, as the kids would say, then I think, you know, then I guess, you know, I can get into Valentine's this year because there is somebody. But if you don't have anybody and if you're someplace else, if you're angry, irritated, annoyed at the opposite sex or whoever your partner is, then I think Valentine's is going to be very hard to, you know, get into. But right now, you know, I can feel the vibe from both of you, and that's the reason I called, because of that banter, that back and forth, that comfort level, you know. I don't know. What do you think? I'm just putting this across so that I can get something back from you guys, because you know that I do that on Facebook.
Yes. Henry, first of all, I want to thank you for your generous words and observations. And thank you for this contribution. And, you know, it's really nice to have someone acknowledge, you know, the evolution, as you said. I'm very grateful for it. I don't dismiss the things I've said in the past because they were about other people and other situations, but this is now, and you have to be ever-evolving. And when you meet your right match, it
absolutely
happens. So keep your eyes and ears open for the stuff we're going to be putting out soon. Right, La Maestra?
Oh, yes. We're both working on a book together.
Excellent. I'll be the first one to read it. Because, again, like I said, I love to I don't subscribe to the view that, you know, Facebook is not important. I think it's extremely important, you know, and particularly in, you know, in building relationships, too, as well. Because my Valentine is far away, okay? But we have a connection. Let me put it that way. She's thousands of miles away right now in another country.
Well,
but,
she's as good as next to you in the room right now, Henry. And we thank you so much for taking the time to call in and sharing your thoughts. And I know I'll see you on Facebook probably tomorrow.
I'm always on, as you know. I have Valentine's with Hollywood, certain Hollywood stars. I have a specific thing. Today is Kim Novak. It's her birthday. And I kind of like wrote a little Valentine's in my own way towards, you know, for Kim Novak. Because the first thing that you see, you know, in love is the Hollywood version of it, you know. For bad or for worse, for good or bad, you know, those are the first you know, lessons you have on love, what you see on television and what you see in the movies, and then you grow.
Well, we will definitely take a look at that, and I'll comment on it tomorrow, my friend. And again, thank you so much for calling in, and have a great night, and be safe out there in this weather, okay?
And both of you have a great Valentine's. Karen, I hope to see you more often on Facebook.
Thank you, Henry.
You make
okay.
a lovely couple.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Buona notte, my friend.
Ciao.
Buona notte. Ciao. Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is a 646 number. Can you tell us who we're speaking with?
Yes, hi, this is Sue Kaczynski. How are you?
Sue, how are you?
I'm doing okay, Joseph. How are you?
Could I be doing any better? I'm here with La Maestra.
Oh, you guys are just too cute.
I can't be doing any better. If I wanted to, I could.
I'm very happy for both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, at least now I get to put a voice to the face.
So do you have any stories to share with us about Valentine's Day? Or,
my God. Well, I mean, hopefully tomorrow will be more quieter, but I have a story just, you know,
I liked the one about the mother. He broke off the date to go with the mother's. That was creepy.
Yes.
The first call you had, it was a little strange.
Yes.
But this is almost as bad. I call it the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. And about 6 or 7 years ago, I was dating this fella. And, you know, it wasn't too serious at that point, and made plans, and I went over to his apartment for Valentine's Day. And here comes this pounding on the door, and it's his ex-girlfriend, who just didn't know how to let go. And he goes out to try and calm her down. I hear yelling and screaming. Next thing I know, boom, she comes flying through the door. And she's yelling and screaming at me. And I'm just like, look, I don't care. Go away. And my mistake was I turned my head, and she you know, sucker punches me in the head.
Yes.
And I turn around, she goes to do it again. And, of course, you know, all hell breaks loose. I grab her hand, I grab some hair. And we're two 40-something-year-old women rolling around on an apartment floor. And I hit the floor. She lands on top of me. He pulls her off, throws her back outside. I can't get up because I land on my neck. I'm like, oh, great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, and I'm just there with, you know, ice on the back of my neck, and it's like, this was nice. I really enjoyed this one. So
well,
it's gotten better since then.
Well, we're happy to hear that. I think, and Maestro, you might agree with me or add something to it. I think, Sue, the real point behind all this is when there's that kind of turmoil, it's not going to work ever. It's
right.
Something that should have been, you know, done away with before that. So if it's hard and it's not smooth and it doesn't work easily, you can see how people can escalate things. It just, that's not what true love is all about. It's not
right,
even what
no,
a relationship is all about. And, you know, I know it was hard for you to relate that story to us, and but some people might relate to it, and we thank you for sharing it. And we hope you have a great Valentine's Day tomorrow. And I know we'll see you on Facebook.
Absolutely.
Wonderful, Sue. Listen,
thank you very much. You're very welcome.
Okay. Have a good night.
Okay. You too. You guys have a great night too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
And we have, I believe this is Stacy Pressman, trying to make the connection right now. Hello, Stacy.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Hi, Stacy.
Hey, how are you? Congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm ecstatic about it. I love my ring, by the way.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Stacy's a comedian. You're not supposed to upstage her.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Go ahead.
I'll be
do
quiet.
Do you have any Valentine's Day plans?
I'm working, which is really, I'm really blessed to be doing stand-up on Valentine's Day, which I've always been doing for the last probably 8 to 10 years. So it's usually a big week for me, actually not on Valentine's, usually the weekend of Valentine's Day is a big weekend. But, yeah, I mean, I just recently got divorced, so I'm the opposite of you guys. And it's okay. You know, it peak and the relationship progressed in the marriage, and it was fine. You know, we had some really fun Valentine's Day over the last couple of years and some crappy ones. I don't have any. I had weird ones when I was younger. I used to get set up on dates a lot in my early 20s with people, and for some reason I had 2 blind dates on Valentine's Day. Not the same exact, but 2 separate and it was really, it's very awkward. It's like, it's a weird day to have a Valentine's, like a first date, because it's like they're trying to be nice and be romantic, but they don't quite know what to, you know, if it's going to work out. So you have to kind of pretend like it's, you know, it's like it's the wrong day to have a first date if you never met the person before. You know, I think it's a lot of expectation. And I remember this one guy, he didn't know what to do when he bought me all these flowers. It was like really, he went overboard, and like there was no chemistry whatsoever. He wasn't like a horror show or anything like that, but he was like more like he was so uncomfortable that he bought me like a dozen long stem roses in the box, not the crap you get at the deli, but like the really fancy ones. And like, he got me these Godiva chocolates. And it was just like, I don't even like you. You know, like, I didn't even know you. Like, I didn't even, like, I never met him before. And it was very nice, but I ended up giving them to my mother because I didn't know what to do.
Oh, yeah.
I felt so uncomfortable. I mean, he didn't know I gave it to his mother, my mother, but I thought it was really kind of weird. Like, so just one piece of advice is don't go on a first blind date on Valentine's Day. It's not a good idea.
Well, I remember when I used to do online dating many years ago, I actually did this for a while, I would avoid anything around Valentine's Day. I did not want that kind of pressure because I figured it would bring out the people that were really desperate.
Oh, interesting. Did you
know
a lot of online dating? Did you?
About a year I did. It was several years ago, but I remember Valentine's Day. Just no way. Stay away from that one.
Yeah.
And I think the guys probably had a similar thing. Nobody wants to meet for the first time on Valentine's Day.
It puts on pressure. It's weird. It's like a love day, and like you might not even like each other, but like you have to have hearts and red and all this crap.
If you want to get more material for your comedy act, it's a great day to go out on for a first date, right?
It's weird. People, you know, because when the Valentine's Day weekend, I usually perform, and this way, Friday and Saturday, I'm doing shows, there's going to be a lot of people on dates. And it's always interesting how their body language is. You know, from the stage, you could see their body. Are they like really in love? Are they really connected? Or like they don't even know each other? Or you know, like you could always kind of tell. Like, cause you know, people have to find something to do on Valentine's Day a lot if they don't really have a thing. So they'll go to a comedy show, and it's like the comedians could just like look at them and see exactly what's going on. Like immediately, like are they husband and wife or together 50 years? And they hate each other. You know, you could kind of tell right away. Like. And so it's always fun to watch other people on Valentine's Day for me.
Also, are they a gay date? You know, that's another one.
Gay date, yes. People are very, it's very interesting. Yeah, and especially when you're in the city, you'll see a lot of gay guys or gay women holding each other's hands and stuff. It's cute, you know. Or like a bunch of girls, like drunk women, like, together on Valentine's Day, just as friends, like complaining and stuff. Like, I don't mind, I don't mind being single. Like, a lot of people are like, I hate being single. Like, I don't mind it at all. So, like, I enjoy being single, actually. Like, you know, I mean, if I met a great person, great, but I don't mind being single, so I don't have any bitterness or anything like that. So that's one good thing that I'm not bitter about.
That's great. I'm the same way. I liked being single, too, but then I met the maestro, and, you know, what can I do?
You did
the only thing you could possibly do.
I know.
You know, I'll just relate something quickly, if I may. You know, I've been a professional entertainer for many years, and I would perform with my band at Valentine's Day dances, and actually I've done several weddings, Valentine's Day weddings. So I've seen nice things, and I've seen some of the things you're talking about, Stacey. But again, when it's true love and it happens, every day is Valentine's Day, even though that sounds a little corny. But thank you so much for sharing your stories with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Enjoy. Have a great Valentine's Day. What are you guys doing for Valentine's Day, if I may ask?
Well, weren't you paying attention?
No, it's okay.
No, I just got online. I just called in.
I'm cooking an incredibly delicious and romantic dinner for Karen tomorrow night.
Oh, wonderful. Well, enjoy it. And
thank you very much.
I hope you guys have a great time. Enjoy. Nice speaking to you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, we have another caller that's been waiting here quite a while, and I'm going to let them on now. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
This is a 718 number. Hello?
Yes. Hello. This
Hi.
Is Lorraine Chiocchi.
Mrs. Chiocchi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Hi.
How are you? Congratulations
on
your engagement.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, sweetheart, Mrs. Chiocchi has an absolutely incredible marriage. I just cannot wait to hear what she has to share with us.
Well, I'm married. Yesterday was our wedding anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
We were married 48 years. And we knew each other for 5 years before we got married. And I met my husband when I was 14 years old.
Wow.
And he's not a believer of Valentine's Day, believe it or not. I will get a card from him on Valentine's Day and a box of chocolate, but he's not into Valentine's Day, and it's something that I've just had to accept through the years because, you know, he's very generous and he's very kind and he's very good-hearted with me, and he believes that every day should be Valentine's Day and not just one day of the year.
I agree with him.
So he will recognize it, like with a card and a box of candy or something, but he doesn't make a big to-do about it. And when my girls were little, you know, he'd come home with a little box of candy for them too, you know, but he just never made a very big thing of Valentine's Day. So, you know, we have a lot going on in February. Maybe that's why. I don't know. Between our anniversary, Valentine's Day, my little granddaughter was born on our anniversary. And,
yes.
You know, Miss Elizabeth's birthday is next week.
Yes.
You spoke to her earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a busy month. So it's, you know, he puts everybody else first. And he just, you know, it's not that he ignores it. He's just not a big believer of it. So,
well, it sounds,
I mean,
like keep Valentine's Day every day of the year, Mr. Chokey, and I think you couldn't ask for more than that. And, you know, it's always so nice to see you on Facebook, and it's so very nice of you to share your story with us tonight, and we wish you a very, very happy Valentine's Day. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and happy Valentine's
Thank
Day
you.
To the two of you.
Thank
happy
you.
Happy
Valentine's
now.
Day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. I believe we have Chrissy on the line.
Hi, Joey. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Hello,
Chrissy.
Hi. How
congratulations.
Are you?
Well,
oh,
thank you.
So what's going on?
Is Uncle Mike listening tonight?
Yes, he is.
Good. Very good.
Yes, my Uncle Mike and my mother and my father-in-law, Terry and Tom Tarracone and Christine Elizabeth. Yes,
wonderful.
They're all listening. Yay.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Wow.
Thank you. Well, you know, I got to tell you, I think Valentine's Day, whether it be heaven or hell at this point, I probably say purgatory. And the reason why I feel like that is because it's, you know, when you're with someone that you love and you know it's just there, Valentine's Day should be every day. It shouldn't be just, you know, it's nice to recognize it for couples. I get it. But I got to tell you, I think it would be just, you know, another day for me and my husband. We don't celebrate it. It's like that every day. It took us a while to get there, but it's there. It's there. But I don't know. I like Valentine's Day. I think it's nice. But I think to go to a restaurant to jerk up prices and, you know, go to a hotel and they get those prices up as well, I think it's kind of a ripoff. But you should do it every day. I don't know. What do you think? That's the way
I agree
feel about
with
it.
I agree with you, although my cousin actually expressed concerns that Joey was going to have to take out a second mortgage because of all the presents he buys me.
Joey's a good man. He's a very good man.
Thank you.
He is.
Thank you.
You know what? It's good. I mean, we enforce it in the home and we teach our kids, but, you know, as for me and my husband, 10 years already married, almost 14 years together, it's either there or it's not, and it's there. So it's nice. It's nice to recognize it. But, you know, I think Valentine's Day in a sense should be something more intimate. I think going out to a restaurant or a hotel and spending all that money is just ridiculous. I think you should just do it like you're doing, making a very nice home-cooked dinner and just relax. Put the pajamas on and I say go to town, if that's my
opinion. Especially since I'm such a good cook.
Absolutely.
Are you going to wear your pig pajamas?
My pink ones?
Pig.
Oh, my pig pajamas. No, no, no.
Yes.
No, 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 not.
Oh, I love it.
Special.
I love it.
Red pajamas. But, Chrissy, thanks so very, very much for calling in. Thanks to your family for listening and Christine, Elizabeth, and any other friends from Yonkers that are listening. Thanks so very, very much, and happy Valentine's Day to you.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and happy Valentine's Day to you, and bless
you.
Many more.
Thank
Happy
you.
Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. At this time, we'd like to acknowledge a number of people who are listening tonight. We really thank you for your support, and we're just going to give a quick hello right now to Angie Stone, Anna Garcia Lazzarini, to Beatrice Esposito, Cheryl Skinner, Christine, we just said hi to you, Connie Lydia, Cynthia Chantel Miles, Debbie Johnson Barker, who I know since the first grade, Deborah Sheila, Dolores Batista, Eugene Levy Perlroth, we were teachers together. Would you like to read a few names, La Maestra?
Yes, Ada Nieves, Caroline Quinn, Debbie Knapp, John Ellisor, I forgive you for what you did to me in second grade. Thank you for listening. That's another story entirely. Felicia Tommaso.
Yes.
Fern Weinbaum.
Ismael de Molina. Janice Caserta. Hi, Jim. Jim Van Valen. Joanne Coppola-Lantine. Hi, Joanne Van Valen Garcia. Oh, we have a Joey Lento. I believe that's my son.
Oh, yes. And a Matt Lento as well.
And I see we have here my future mother-in-law, Mrs. Julianne Bio, listening.
Yes, and Karen Malazzo, Catherine Shar Harrell.
Oh, can I say hello to our next listener?
You may.
I'd like to give a special hello to Miss Kathy Bio.
True love happens, Kathy, and I'm proof.
And you called it.
You did. Yes, I just want to say that my sister, when I first started going out with Joey, my sister said, he's going to marry you. I don't remember what it was that made her say that, and I was like, what? At that point in my mind, I had no intention of marrying, and I think Joey had similar views about marriage as I did, so I was very surprised. But she's a psychic, so I guess it's not all that surprising.
Yes, she is, and a darn good one. And we have Mr. Cott Bio, and Miss Leslie Riddle, and Maria Guerra, and hi to Maria Picciano.
And Mary Goodrow, Miriam Bushma, Monica Miola, Nilsa.
Hi, Nilsa.
Patty Adams.
Raquel, okay.
Ronnie Goldberg.
Roseanne Salonia.
Russ Lobello.
My buddy Sal LaMarca.
Michelle Bonelli.
Hi, Michelle.
Roberto Negrin.
Princess Sam Matos and her cute little baby. Liberty Leumis.
Yes, and we have a few more callers we want to acknowledge. Stan Janczyk.
Stan and I go back to middle school together. Sophia Katner.
Stephanie Ferrante.
Susan Ferrara-Gardetto.
Susan Corwin.
Tiffany Truitt-Neal.
Tony Furia.
And his lovely wife, Dolores Furia. And Ms. Von Howes.
And Sophie Gammon.
Thank you so much, all of you, for listening in. I know we have some more calls, and
yes,
we're going to get right back to it now.
Let me see here.
We've got a couple here.
I'm trying to figure out who's who. Bear with me. I'm still learning how to do this answering the call thing.
You're doing an incredible job. And
you're just very complimentary, that's all.
See, I would help out more, ladies and gentlemen, but anytime I'm even around Karen, I just can't help but stare at her. So I basically am useless right now.
Really early on, ladies, he told me maybe our third date that he found me very disarming. Do you remember what I said to you? You said you could hardly function around me. You were disarmed.
It was true.
And I said, maybe that's what you need, right?
Yes. She straightened me out from day one, folks. There's no question about it. She took the maestro and she just shook me without even saying a word.
That's the thing. I did it with love, though.
Yes, you did. And the only woman's ever had that kind of effect on me, of course.
Well, let's see who we have here. Another caller. Hello, 631 area
Hello?
Code. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Deborah.
Deborah, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Thanks so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
So, what story are you going to share with us tonight?
As you've probably seen from my Facebook photos, I have a small child, and
yes, yes.
he's a year and how many months is he now? 19 months now. So, you know,
wow.
A year ago he was, you know, obviously a lot smaller, and we were very, you know, sleep-deprived parents of an infant, and we couldn't really, you know, get out much or do much, or you know, even if we could get a babysitter, it was, you know, not having the energy to really go out and do anything like we normally would have done for Valentine's Day. So last year we were just like, you know what, let's just get Boston Market and call it a night. And you know what, it was totally fine, because it kind of, like, to me, marked like a transition into, like, okay, we're parents now. We don't need to make a big to-do about Valentine's Day anymore. You know, every year we're always worried about, okay, what am I getting you? What is he getting me? You know, where are we going to go for dinner, and, you know, spending all this money? And last year we're just like, you know what, we're content. We're just being home, getting some takeout, and relaxing at home with our, you know, wonderful little baby. And, you know, this year we are actually going out to dinner, but we're not doing anything, probably nothing too elaborate, you know, but, you know, somewhere we've been to a few times anyway, you know, so it's not like we're, you know, going anywhere fancy, but, you know, we're, you know, it's really not like, I don't even think we're exchanging gifts. I didn't get anything for him, so hopefully he didn't get anything for me. You know, it's,
you know,
it's
Deborah,
a simple card, you know.
I think what you've just, you know, related to us is exactly what Valentine's Day and should be about. You already have the love for each other. It doesn't matter where you go or what you do. That's the gift. And once you have that, you are very, very fortunate. So
exactly.
You have the perfect Valentine. Sounds like that to me.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. Thank you so very, very much for taking the time to call us. And we look forward to seeing you on Facebook. And happy Valentine's Day to you.
Happy Valentine's Day to both of you, too.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a good night. Hello.
Wait, I'm getting a signal here.
Hello. Is this the only psychic signal?
I'm getting a signal.
You're getting a signal?
I think I know who this might be.
You might know.
Wait, let's hold hands, honey. Let's... for the energy together. I'm seeing the letter K. Are you seeing any letters? I'm seeing the initials KB.
K.
Yeah,
Kathy.
That's pretty much a
Kathy.
Given.
That Kathy Beal?
Yes, it is. Hello, hello.
Hello, Kathy Beal. How are you?
I am great. Congratulations on the launching of your show.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so very, very much.
I was calling for two reasons.
Yes.
Reason one is to flesh out the prediction I made. It was in June,
yes.
And I said, you are going to marry this guy. Not that he was going to marry you, but that you are going to marry him, Karen.
Thank you for bringing that up,
I
Kathy.
Thought that you said the opposite.
Oh, well, maybe the clock fell into the chocolate instead of...
Oh, okay. Okay, and do you remember what it was that he did that made you say that? Because I remember there was something I told you. Oh, I think I know what it was.
All right. I think it was more, I mean, I keyed into some your reaction to something, and I don't, the specifics have escaped me. I just know that I never had that thought about you and any other person.
Mm-hmm. Neither did I.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I actually was kind of shocked when you said it. I was, what, I'm going to get married? Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah. But now I'm very happy that I am.
Yes, it's so sweet.
Lovey-dovey.
And to those of you who are listening who don't know these two in the flesh, this is real. I have witnessed this up close and personal. This is not an act. This is real.
Well, that's very, very nice of you to say, Kathy.
What is your second point?
Well, the second thing I wanted to say was just to encourage your listeners tomorrow and over the weekend to reach out to other people. This is a really, this is an unusual Valentine's Day, because for a change, the energies actually sort of support enjoying it and having fun. I mean, for a lot of people, it's a very disappointing holiday, or one that they face with dread for reasons that people have already been talking about I had a relationship go south on Valentine's Day, too, after an actual St. Valentine's massacre party at which my date was running around with a fake Tommy gun. That should have told me something. Anyway.
Wow.
anyway, this is a very enlivening time astrologically, and I encourage people to let a feeling of playfulness come out and see and look at who accepts you for who you are and stop trying to shove yourself into situations where people don't get you, but to gravitate to the people who get you and the people you get and reach out to them and take chances, and who knows what could happen.
That's wonderful.
I certainly know it could happen with taking a chance, and it was the best thing I've ever done.
And if you get your hand slapped, guess what? That's not where you needed to be. So, use Joey as an example of go for it, and what's the worst? You know, at least you know you tried.
Well, again, as you know, I was kind of hesitant. But something said to me, go with what the maestro always says, never ask a question to which you don't already know the answer. And that's when I sent the message to her. But even more important than that, Kathy, before we let you go, is I have a premonition that you're going to make me some more brittle because I really liked it. Is that true?
Oh, do you? Huh. Well,
I have
not
that premonition. Am I right?
Well,
okay,
it won't be in the next couple of days. Well, as soon as I can get my car out of the snow.
You can do it next Christmas.
No, I want some before that.
Oh. Yes, she's not only a psychic, she makes food. You guys have a wonderful time this weekend, and I'll be listening
you.
To the rest of your show.
Thank you very much for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We have other callers. I'm trying to make sure that we haven't already spoken with them since I goofed that way before.
That was my fault.
No, it was my fault. He always takes the blame for things I do.
I'm distracted
by
your
beauty. But he does it in a very cute way. Let me see here. Hello, 914?
Hello?
Have we spoken?
No, we haven't.
Oh, great. Thank you for calling in. I'm sorry. No. I'm so new at this. It's a little bit complicated, but can you tell us who this is?
This is Christine Elizabeth.
Christine Elizabeth, another of my compatriots from the Yonkers City School District. How are you, Christine?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you. First of all, I have to tell you congratulations. And
Thank you. I have
seen such a drastic change in the maestro since he's been with you based on all of the Facebook postings. So you have truly, you know what, you made a good connection there.
She did. And I appreciate you, observing that. And it's something that is absolutely true. And it goes to show you what can happen when you have the right person. It can change your entire perspective on things. And I'm very grateful for it. I feel like a new man, actually.
You could really tell. You could really tell. Because I know some of your previous comments I would always respond to. And then it was just like, okay. He's found something, which is nice, but he's found, you know, his better half. And this is a nice thing to see because very rarely do you get to see that. So I was thrilled for you. I also wanted to say congratulations on your talk show, on your blog. It's really cute. I like it. I know you spoke with Chrissy earlier because I heard her on the radio.
Yes. And have you been enjoying the show so far tonight?
I have, especially on this snowy, sleety, rainy day. Absolutely.
Now, Christine, before you go, would you relate a story or a thought on Valentine's Day?
I'm really not much into the whole Valentine's. First of all, I'm single, so
okay.
I really, you know what, Valentine's for me. Although when I raised two children, I always did things for them. Got them the little cards and the candies, took them out. But for me personally, it was nothing. It was just another day. It's the little things that you do every single day that mean something.
Absolutely. And that's a theme we've been hearing all night. And, again, thank you so very, very much for calling in and your kind words. And we want to wish you a happy Valentine's Day, whatever it means to you tomorrow.
Same to you. And I look forward to the pictures of all the weddings. I'm just letting
thank
you know
you.
Now.
Me too.
Yes, thank you. Have a good night, Christine.
Thank you.
Same to you. It was nice talking to you both. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good night.
We have another caller here. Hello, this is a 727 area code.
Joey Lento, this is Jim Van Valen.
Oh, I was, you know, Jim, I knew it was you. I was going to say it. James and I, Jim, we go back to elementary school together. And James, thank you so much for calling the show. It's really great to hear from you.
No,
and,
it is. It's been a long time since I left the city, but
yeah.
Of course now I'm down here in sunny Florida, so I don't miss
it's
it right now.
Thanks
sure.
a lot.
Yeah, no. Hey, congratulations on your engagement, first of all. I think that's tremendous. And Karen, what an influence in the transformation of Joey. I think it's been amazing. So, yeah, I mean, I used to read his post, and he used to call me out when I would disagree with him on the romance front. He'd said I'd be turning on him there. But just congratulations.
Well, I have to tell you,
on the show. It's been enjoyable.
Well, you know, when I first saw his post, they scared me a little bit, but I decided to just ignore them.
Way to
go. I thought I was exempt.
She was exempt, but she also, you know, she couldn't resist the maestro. So whatever I was saying, she just kind of let it go by the boards, Jim. But, you know, when I would look at you and the wonderful marriage you have, you know, I didn't think it was in the cards for me. And I just went about my business based on my experiences. And that's all I wrote about. And you're right. I now understand what it means to have the kind of relationship you've been fortunate enough to have most of your adult life, and I appreciate your comments and observations as well. Thank you.
Yeah, so I mean, I got lucky with my Karen as well. Of course, we've been married 27 years. It's going to be 28 years this April, and we've been together for 31.
But Jim, I got a question for you. Who's the good-looking guy your wife is in all those pictures with?
Yeah.
Oh, that's you.
You're kind. She's like, I'm lucky. I fell in love with her eyes when I was waiting on a table, and she was in a restaurant. I was a waiter there.
Hey,
and,
don't take my line. Still, come on, Jim.
Well, no, it's just still to this day, it's amazing. So, but so, you know, I hear everyone talking about Valentine's, and some, you know, people, you know, I understand there's so many different views on it, and some people saying it's just another day and every day, and it should be like Valentine's. You know, my perspective is just that, you know, sometimes. It's just a card and a quiet dinner at home with the family, and other times it's, you know, it's something bigger. It's going away. It's a nice fancy dinner. I just think you don't really need to have a set of rules. It's whatever, you know, whatever moves you that year, you know. So I think that sort of keeps it, you know, it keeps it fun, you know. So I know this weekend, Karen, my wife and I are going to be sneaking off for a bit. So
good. Well, you know, when you have what you guys have, again, this is a common theme we're hearing, La Maestra, right?
Yes.
When you have what you have, what other callers have, it doesn't matter what you do, where you go, or what day of the week, month, period.
Exactly. Well, here's what I want to pass on. So I want to give just a couple words of advice, and they're not my words, just some things that that we try to incorporate. But so the first came from my mom when I started getting serious with my wife Karen. So, you know, I was like 21, she was like 17 when we met, but a couple years later, my mom says that, you know, it's kind of simple. She goes, it's not 50-50 a relationship. It's 100-100. You got to try to give it all the time. So just in case someone doesn't and the other one does, at least you meet. If it's 50-50 and someone doesn't give their share, you're not going to get there. So, you know, it's kind of simple math, Joe, I mean, but it works, you know, and you can't always give 100. Things pop up in the real world, but if your partner is trying and you're trying, it works, you know. And that, you know, I mean, that's some pretty good guidance early on. But I got to say, and the next piece of advice, which, you know, as I'm going to say, it sort of reminds me of it, and I got to, you know, refresh my own thoughts on this as well, is something I actually incorporated into our wedding vows when we renewed our vows in 25 years. But we had someone come into to the business world and do some training about communication. And the gentleman's telling stories. There's a room of about 200 of us, and he's telling a story about communication, and he brings up his own personal life, and he talks about how he was recently getting remarried, and he was separated. I mean, he got divorced 10 years ago, and he's going to get remarried, and he went and asked his ex-wife on what he can do differently, what could change, what changes he could make to be, you know, successful in a relationship. And she said, well, we were together a long time. And he goes, that's very true. And she says, you knew me. And she says, he goes, yeah, I knew you well. She goes, yeah, you knew me very well. She says, you stopped knowing me. You took for granted everything you knew about me. You knew, you thought you knew what I wanted for dinner. You thought you knew what movie I wanted. You thought you knew everything about me instead of continuing. And he said that he vowed to his new wife that she would always remain a mystery. You know, so the fun that you're having now, discovering, you know, keep that going. I mean, I think that's you know, it makes you think when you're going through that, because you're getting into that mode where you know, you've been together for a long time, people are, and they start realizing, they start taking some things for granted, but it's people change, so there's always something to learn, so.
Well, James, that's really great advice, and I know that there's not a day that goes by, and several times during the day, that I don't make a point of letting Karen know how special she is and how beautiful she is. And you really, you have to do that. It has to be natural, but it's important. It really is. And, you know, that's a great story, and it's so nice hearing from you. And thanks again for everything and for calling. And I know we'll see you on Facebook real soon.
That's for sure. And hey, look us up when you start coming down south for a visit. Make sure you connect beforehand, okay? And best of luck with the show. It's really good stuff. I love hearing you guys.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Have a great night. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. There's another caller on the line, and I'm not sure if we've heard from them already. But just in the event that we haven't, I'm going to click on again.
Yes.
My apologies. I believe, this is 718 number. I think we already spoke, though. I just want to confirm.
I don't hear anyone on the other line.
I don't either. Okay. A little technical thing there. So, that's it. That's all our callers. So do you have anything you want to say?
Well, again, I want to thank you for doing an amazing job at the controls. I was really heartened to hear the recurring theme tonight about people really caring about each other. There were some stories of disappointment in there, but I think no matter who you are, what views you have on life, the world, everybody wants one thing. They want true love, and that's what escapes most people. So if you can find it, hold on to it.
And for those that have not found it, I would like to add something as well. Joey and I are both 50 or more. I won't give out each of our individual ages. And it took a long time, but it's there. And deep down, I always felt it was there. And I knew there was somebody I was supposed to meet. At times I didn't entirely believe it, but I knew deep down there was somebody, and I stayed true to the dream. And I finally met him, and it's definitely the guy I've been dreaming about. Believe in your dreams. If you feel like you're going to meet somebody, just keep having faith and try to remain positive and optimistic. It doesn't matter if you have stupid things happen. When you meet your match, all the ridiculous turmoils of your past love life will just vanish in an instant. And
yes,
I'm talking to myself when I was 20 when I say this, but it is very true. When you meet the one, it's amazing.
It just happens. You know, I think that sounds like a really good theme for our next show, people talking about their dreams. And I wonder how many people have met their dream woman or dream man.
That's a great topic. I think
we
should do it.
Yeah. We want to thank everyone for listening and really your support and the messages on Facebook and the emails. You've all been wonderful. And thank you so very, very much. And La Maestra,
Thank you, and happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
You're welcome, my love.
Amore mio.
Amore mia. Ciao.
Ciao. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Good night.
Goodbye.